Morning.
Morning.
This morning scripture reading will be taken from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. And it reads, "Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house."
Church, say amen. It's good to see all those who are here this morning. We especially are thankful if you're visiting with us. We're thankful that you are here. And I hope that what you hear today will help you. I believe people come for several reasons. One reason is because you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to know God, if you didn't know of him to some degree, or you want to know him better. Maybe you are searching. You know, I find a lot of people, as we talk to people here and there, they say that they are looking, they are searching, they are trying to find something, they are looking for the truth. Well, we hope that's what you're doing. We hope that we have those here with us today that does not share in our religious conviction. We're glad you're here if you are, because we want to help you. We want to assist you. There are some things that we can tell you that might serve you well if you are a true and honest seeker of the truth. I believe there are good people who are trying to do the best that they can, doing the very best they can to know God and to obey him and to live according to his will. And I believe there are people who are misguided, obviously, but there are people who are trying. They are doing what they feel is right, what they have been taught is right, and they are doing the best they can to be pleasing unto God. They are true in religion to the things that they have been taught. You know, I've heard people make the statement sometimes, this is what my mother was, this is what my father was, and this is what I am. And many are products of their parents. That's why they believe what they believe. They have not really searched those things out for themselves to make sure they are true. One thing I did as a member of the Church of Christ, that we weren't always members of the Church of Christ. My family were Baptists and Methodists and things of that nature, and we were taking to those congregations when we were younger and smaller, and we understood that way. I also attended a private Lutheran school and things of that nature, and they taught me. And then, of course, we found the Lord's Church, and then we came to grow up the rest of our years in the Lord's Church. But when I became older and I began to recognize that God gave me some intellectual capabilities whereby I could read and understand, I began to search out the scripture to make sure we were right. And I had to test it according to the scriptures, because I wasn't leaving that to my parents and I was not leaving that to those who had taught me. I know that God ultimately is going to hold me responsible. And I want you to understand that when this life is over, you're going to stand before God and there'll be no one else there. They'll just be you. I'm not saying that everyone will not come to that place of judgment. I'm simply saying when God addresses you, it'll just be you. There'll be no mother and father or no brothers and sisters that can vouch for you. There'll be no one you can blame for why you did the things that you did, or why you are the way you are, or why you died the way you died, or why you live the way you live. It'll be on you. The Bible reveals to us that we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive of the things that he has done according as he had done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. And so I say all of that to say this, my friends, it is important that you come to understand exactly what God wants for you. And it should help you to appreciate that you need to make sure that you search it out and that you get it right. Though you are sincere does not mean that you are correct. There was a man named Paul who was sincere. And he recognized that he needed to do some things, and he thought he was doing what was right. Paul would say in Acts 23 and verse number 1, he says, "Brethren, I have lived in all good conscience even unto this day." But Paul, though sincere, found out later that he was wrong. In living in all sincerity, Paul said in Acts 26:9, "I verily thought with myself that I should do many things contrary to the name of Jesus Christ." That word, or those words, "ought to do," is translated from a word that means necessary, as binding. Paul was saying, I thought
that what I was doing was necessary. I thought that I was bound to do what I was doing. So I gave myself to this because it had to be right. Literally, it must needs be that I ought to, that it is of necessity. Paul was not doing what he was doing for no rhyme or no reason. This man was sold that what he was doing was absolutely of necessity, that it was absolutely correct. It was right. There was no way this could be wrong, and he gave himself to do it. And when you look at what Paul did toward Christians, you understand this man believed everything he was doing. He went and asked the chief priest that I might get letters so that I can go and find any of this way that I might bind them and bring them to Jerusalem. He said when men and women were being hauled off to prison and they were being killed, he said, I consented even unto their death. I was exceedingly mad and angry toward them. This was a man who was absolutely given to what he was doing. So when he said, I thought with myself that I ought to, he was saying, I thought it was absolutely necessary. There was no way this could not be done. It had to be done. What, Paul? That I should do many things contrary. That word means that he was doing everything in opposition to the name of Jesus Christ. Antagonistically, he had to go against Jesus in an antagonistic way. He said, I had to do everything opposite of Jesus Christ, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Literally, of this man's authority and this man's character, I had to do everything in opposition to him. You think that man didn't believe that what he was doing was right? You think that man wasn't sold that what he was doing was right? Now, here's where the world needs to understand the Apostle Paul and understand the good man that he was. He found out later that he was wrong, okay? But later he would tell the Colossian brethren in Colossians 3 in verse number 17, he would say, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Now notice that. Before he says, I thought it was necessary, I thought it was bound upon me to do everything contrary, to do everything in opposition to the name of Jesus Christ, to this man. I thought I had to fight him. I thought I had to take his cause down and everything else. Jesus would later to appear to him in Acts chapter 9, verse number 4, and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the prince.